Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
In record time, I've lost a Final Four team.
That's pretty good.
Second game in.
Have in your life, has anyone lost a final? Honk your horn out
Hold
there.
Hold on. DQ, yeah. How's your bracket doing?
It's gone. Not a Final Four. But second game, it's done.
I went with the randomizer, and the randomizer had BYU in the Final Four. And BYU has been defeated by Duquesne today, 71-67.
Well, I called the only Duquesne grad that I know, my mom. She was aware that they were in the tournament. The last time Duquesne won a tournament game, my mom was a sophomore.
Right.
I think the tournament had six teams in it then, and they traveled by train.
And you had to win your conference tournament
that's
to get
correct.
In. There were no at-larges back
that's
then.
That's correct.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So welcome to the madness.
It has begun. It is listen, I don't ever get excited about sports anymore. Some could argue I even hate sports, and you may have a fair assessment. But, man, I love today. I love today. I love it. It's the best day of the year. I would call in sick or rich every first Thursday of the tournament if I could. I love it.
We've got games all day long. We got games all day tomorrow. So if you're calling in, do you call in sick both days?
Well, you got to do that. You got to think ahead on this and do that whole vasectomy right. thing.
Well, for the kids that aren't on spring break and suddenly had a sore throat this morning, respect.
Yeah,
good job. Good job.
Yeah, just make sure if you're using one of those old school thermometers, you don't want it too close to the lamp.
No,
you don't. If you're 108, you're dead.
So you're going to the hospital.
Well, you're dead. There's not a hospital that can help you at that point. So you got to keep it believable. That's my point. And then I just saw this come in, and I told Zach about this. He does not know what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But it is in the spirit of the Long Beach, Arizona game, which we have on here at Twin Peaks at the time we're recording this podcast. And, of course, Long Beach State has the coach. Dan Monson, who has been fired, yet is playing out the string, apparently for free.
DQ will get this, but Monson should just be on the bench in a bathrobe.
Yes.
Just wandering around
in a bathrobe.
Coaching his team, doing whatever. Did you see what the athletic director at Long Beach State said?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Long Beach State, this is from the Associated Press. Long Beach State athletic director said, "The timing of his decision to part ways with Coach Dan Monson was done with the hope it might trigger the exact run that led the team on its unexpected trip to March Madness."
So he's taking credit for the run
AD
they went on.
AD is taking the victory lap. We found a worse AD than Jeff Long, folks. Here he is.
How very Juracek of you.
Bobby Smithering. Should be Smithereen. That'd
be
much
more
better.
That's a great band,
That'd
though.
Be better, yeah. His quote is, "My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired." And that's what they did. Oh.
He took credit for it.
Duh.
Wow.
You got to be pissed off if you're on that team now. Oh, my God. What a creep.
Well, what do you do?
What a creep.
I mean, if you're Dan Monson, you're in a really bad spot.
What a creep.
Yeah.
Taking credit for this. Oh, man. Good luck finding a coach to work there next year for that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who'd want to work for him? That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Anyway.
I still don't know Long Beach State's actual mascot.
I know
not
this.
Not the dirtbags.
No,
that's their baseball team.
They are, hang on. I know this. Hold on. I know this. They are the...
It's an LB, which is a shark.
Okay.
Oh, they're sharks?
Okay. LB, Long Beach. Okay, that makes sense.
Like a land shark?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. I've gone to the game notes, folks.
So you've lost a Final Four team in the second game in the tournament.
Yeah.
DQ's bracket is busted. I just lost a Sweet 16 team.
Wait a minute.
What?
Their mascot may be the beach.
The beach?
Yeah. Long Beach State has officially changed the nickname for all sports other than baseball to beach. Please
okay.
do not refer to Long Beach State basketball as the 49ers at any time.
Now,
they're the beach.
JT is reporting that that Monson has lost his health care.
Yes, that's right.
So he's doing this for free
and with no insurance.
And with no insurance.
Yes. California going to California,
I,
man.
I guess,
is that right?
Man. I guess.
Well, the beach now joins that rare list of mascots whose name does not end in an S. So they got that going for them there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to tell your coaches on the way into every press conference now, don't get Monsoned out there.
You know, down on your luck.
Right. That's two coaches, and both in the Mountain West, by the way,
Long Beach is in the Big West.
In the Big West, excuse me. That's two coaches on their way to their final press conference that got Monsoned on the way out the door. So, wow. Wild.
That's
absolutely
amazing.
Wild.
I don't know what's more amazing. The AD taking it. And this is probably the AD who also changed the mascot to the beach.
The beach. What a dopey mascot.
Which, do they have people rollerblading around the games with muscle shirts?
Yeah, maybe.
What are they doing? That's the dumbest mascot I've ever heard. I'm not rooting for Arizona. I have no choice in the matter now. I have to do it. All right, we're here. The McLarty Hotline is ready to roll at 866-285-4005.
What a day.
MA
what
in Hot day. Springs texting in. Oh, beaches be tripping.
you know how they be. Man.
Yo, there you go.
What a day. What a day. Hey, we've got Razorback-based basketball news to get to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened now?
We got another one that got away.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, maybe we'll go play at the beach.
Hey, they made the tournament.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it done. This is what's going on. This is the only sporting event that matters in anyone's lives right now. Now, I've got other dumb stuff we can talk about, too. We've got the first annual bracket, and maybe last annual bracket of stuff going on here on our
X page. I still want to see the bracket. I think you just need to hand draw it.
Okay.
So that we know what the second round matchups are.
Hey, if you hand drew your brackets, you got a free space today, like in bingo, or when at the horse races you have an entry with the 1 and the 1A.
Right.
Because if you just wrote MSU, you're good.
You're good to go.
You're good to go. So it's a free space.
Hey, now if I understand,
if you missed that one and handwritten, you should be shot.
I do want to give credit to the Hit That Line staff, except Tommy, for getting all of the getting their brackets in on time. Now we know how this is going to go.
Oh, he's going to win now.
Miraculously, his bracket will be turned in tomorrow with all of the correct.
He'll have all 16 today accurately.
No question.
Yes. It's a rigged system, folks.
It
it's a rigged system.
But
rigged system.
I'm telling you, after looking at some of the contestants' brackets, the three-peat is inevitable.
You are shrugging Jordan hitting a three against Portland in 92 finals.
Yes, this is a foregone conclusion. we got people picking Kentucky getting to the Final Four. We got people picking Kentucky to win it.
Listen closely. I don't think the SEC is that good.
I don't think so either, Tim.
I don't think they're that good. I believe I said this yesterday. I think, you know, maybe the top has a chance. Like Auburn and Tennessee could go on a run.
Right.
But Florida's not winning. South Carolina's not winning. Mm-hmm. Whoever the hell else is not winning.
Nope.
And Mississippi State didn't win. So,
there you go. Nope.
So this league is top tall, if you will.
DQ Bell. Just Bell, please. Thank you. Yeah, you can't say top tall.
Why not?
Because I got yelled at the first time I introduced top tall. We can't do that.
I have my own rules,
so
remember that. Anyway, yes. So that's what we got going on here.
Great question from JT.
Twin Peaks and Rogers, yes.
Did DQ get the password? Yes, we're good on that. Ty's bracket was in time. He has Kentucky winning it all.
Well, you got to love your chances.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Then I looked over at Christian, who put a lot of thought into this. I know he did. And he's got Kentucky and Tennessee in the Final Four.
Oh, man.
So,
homers.
Guys, listen.
Homers.
I am going to cruise to a three-peat.
Man, someone needs a Blue Ribbon magazine to learn about the rest of college basketball. Yeah. I mean, good grief.
And just for the record, Tom Izzo owns your league. Owns it.
11-1.
11-1 all time.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Here.
All right, so it's the first round of the other tournament.
I found it now.
Do you want Coke or Pepsi? 80.4% of you say Coke.
All right.
So it looks like Coke will be moving on to the second round. Ginger or Marianne? 64.6% of you said Marianne. Ginger seems a little high maintenance for me. Boxers or briefs? 60.2% of you rolling along with the boxers. Briefs are very constricting. Thin crust or thick crust? A little disappointed here. 58.4% of you said thin crust. We know Zach likes. Anyway. Beatles or Rolling Stones? 58.4% of you like the Beatles. That's correct. Walmart or Amazon? 56.6% of you homered up and said Walmart. Early mornings or late nights? Right now at dead heat. We are at the four-minute media timeout.
Oh, tied up.
62-62.
Oh, boy.
And our final one today, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. 58.3% of you said you like Jeopardy on that one.
All right.
I hope these get more engaging.
Not really.
Okay. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Polls brought to you by our good friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale, 479-225-8809. JT wants to know if we should give Ty an IQ test. No.
Hey, DQ, you got that bracket password?
I have the, I think so.
Change it.
Why?
So no one else can get in it.
Great point. That's a smart move. That's a very smart move, DQ. Change the password so nobody else can get back into it.
Yeah. Yes.
And don't tell them.
No. Right. No. I know what they're trying to do here. Again, it's a rigged system.
It is a rigged system.
Mea culpa county around here, for God's sakes. Unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Booger County, man.
That's right.
In the end, the government will win.
Here's the music that I was looking for, I think. The OG.
All right. Abner's been on a roll today. He's obviously into the good stuff today. He says we call it the Ty-Q test.
Well,
he's also suggesting that after I win the bracket, we call it a ZP, which I really like.
Yeah. Well, y'all are really going after Ty's intelligence, aren't you, today?
Well,
you're really going after him. Okay.
That's a thing today, I guess.
I have a low IQ.
By the way, I am on Darby's app, the 4029 app. Tonight, an overnight low of 56 with a 15% chance of rain in Auburn, Alabama.
So what you're saying,
at game time, a 1% chance of rain.
So what you're saying is there's no chance of rain tonight.
Now, tomorrow,
well, there is a chance of rain.
83%.
That's correct.
Yes. But tonight, Darby says we're good to go. Darby Zapp says we're
good. He sent this out, and you know how this goes. It creates a stir among the people behind the scenes.
Of course.
And then the phone calls start rolling in. Yes. And it's like, the first thing I did this morning was I looked at I think he looked at the weather here.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt he looked at the weather here.
I'm almost certain that that's the weather that he looked at. And you know what? I appreciate him, taking the initiative and trying to keep ahead of some of this stuff.
We need to get Ty to take the Jeopardy test and see how many he could get. I don't think he could get half of them.
Half?
I think there's 50 questions, and I don't think he'll get 20.
Half?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are I'm sure that he appreciates you.
I didn't get half.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm smarter than him. Maybe he should host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Maybe that's...
Possibly, yes.
Could we get the home game version of that and ask him questions? Is Ty smarter than a fifth grader?
We can. I mean, we can certainly do that.
Like win Fred's money on the old Howard Stern show? You know, we could do something like that.
We could do something like that.
Okay, we have basketball news. Did you do this already?
No, actually, okay. I didn't. Leighton Blocker has entered the transfer portal. I was trying to get the transfer portal sound effect queued up.
The Little Rock basketball blockers. He is – there it
right.
is. Yeah.
So he is on his way out the door. That was a player that I think a lot of people thought had a lot of promise. Was a guy that you might have thought you might have next year. But he is on his way out the door.
So there are now 7 open spots and 5 players in the portal.
That is correct.
And all is well. All is well.
But this is just normal basketball stuff.
This is what they do. Normal basketball issues. This is how it works every year. So they've had 5 that are out of eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, Mitchell, Davenport, Ellis, Lawson.
Right.
And now 5 who I've left. So the only players left now are Battle and Mark. And now again, I tell you, whatever you do, back up the Brinks truck to keep Caleb Battle on this team. That's what I would do. You've got Battle, Mark, Brazil, and Bay Fall still on the roster. So there you go.
Seven open spots. But I think,
and they're reaching out to people already that are in the portal. So
yeah,
I mean, things are moving.
They will have their roster, in place probably in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have a good idea of who's going to be here, who won't. And I'm a little surprised, particularly because he's so young and so raw that I don't know that he ever got a really fair shake. But, we were sitting here watching the BYU game, and Jackson Robinson had like 26
yes,
today.
Yeah.
He can play.
Yeah.
I mean, he was here for 2 years and couldn't fit into the system, but he goes to BYU and leads them to the tournament. He was the 6th man of the year in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Not exactly the that's not the the MEAC or the what the NAAC, with like UMass Lowell.
Oh, the NEC.
Yeah, the NEC. This is a quality conference.
Oh, that's Vermont. Well, maybe Vermont is in the same league as UMass.
They are.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Here's the thing you can offer in recruiting if you're Arkansas. A, you have a list of players who you can point to of being in the NBA. And he even throws out, Caleb Martin and those guys from his Nevada days. You also have a list of players who have transferred from here and had success too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like either way. You can either go to the show, or if it doesn't work out here, you go somewhere else and put up 20 a night.
Yeah.
So, and there's a list of those guys. I mean, you've got, Robinson we were talking about, the kid at that went down to Little Rock. This year, they didn't make the tournament,
right,
but they were in the OVC finals. He was second team all league or something. Mikel Mitchell went down there and was playing well. So there are two avenues out, and they both have some success on it, one way or the other.
Well, and like one of our listeners pointing out on Twitter earlier. I mean, there's a kid that plays or played at North Little Rock and Sylvan Hills who's up at St. Peter's, having success up there. So I mean. That's the kind of stuff when you start looking at all these guys that you could have had on this roster who were could be contributors on this roster. That's so frustrating, contributing for other schools.
Well, you can't. You're not going to get all the guys from in the
school. No.
Conversely, this is not a knock. This is just the way it is. Whether it be situation or whatever, not everybody in the state is cut out to handle this kind of crucible of playing here where everybody watches you all the time. And it's tough.
It is different.
There, you always hear about the upside of the coin. You know, you never have to work again, and, you know, they'll love you forever and blah, 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 blah. There's another side of that coin where it's tough. And, you know, if you lose, they hate your guts. As much as they love you when they win, they hate you more when they lose. And it is not for everybody. And it's especially tough to be from here and play at that school, I think.
It is.
I think it is.
It can be. You know, it can also be. But you have that kind of pressure anytime you're an in-state kid going to, you know, the primary university in a particular state. Some people are built for it, some aren't. I'm a big fan of, you know, hey, if you're 18 years old and you come up here, a laden blocker type, what can you really tell in 12 months with a kid? Where is he going to be, you know, in 3 years? What's he going to be like as a junior or a senior? That was a guy that, you know, had some moments where he played really, really well, played really, really hard. Didn't seem to be one of those guys that caused any issues.
Yeah.
But to see his name in the transfer portal is it's pretty rough.
Well, what we know is the roster's obviously changing. We know the coaching staff will change. It always does. And it's just Muss is a successful yet demanding taskmaster. And I say this all the time. Working for him is like working in dog years. 1 year feels like eight. And you're not going to have many lifers with him.
Well, that's just Keith Smart's been with him the entire ride. That's Keith is a, you know, he's been around. I mean, he knows, you know, he knows the sport, he knows, you know, knows the game. But yeah, I mean, I get it, especially for, you know, the 87 guys that sit in the penalty box. I mean, that can be a bit of a grind. And, you know, there isn't a lot of room for advancement.
I wish they would bring back Stephen Hill on this staff just to be the get-back coach for Musselman.
Right.
Because I'd love to see the optics of a 7-foot Stephen Hill pushing back a 5'9" Musselman
5'9"
to the coach's box. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, Ronnie's
make that happen.
I think Ronnie has served his he's served his time as the get-back coach.
Yeah. Well, they need to put handles on the back of his polo. Like, grabbing the polo is not enough.
What about, like, one of those kitty leashes? You see?
Oh, with the squiggly cord?
Has the backpack.
Like the monkey head or
right,
whatever.
Right.
The cartoon animal. Yeah. That's a good idea. Like at Disneyland. That's a great idea. A handle's a good idea. Whoop, come back.
Come back.
All right. You can join us on the McLarty Dino Hotline at 866-285-4005. We're live at Twin Peaks in Rogers today, watching all of the madness unfold here on ESPN Arkansas. And this is a great observation from Bailey in Denver on the McLarty Dino Hotline.
Yep.
Imagine being a BYU fan. You can't even drink after you lose. That's right. poor BYU.
Yeah, it's a tough day if you're a fan of BYU.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't play well at all. I mean, they made a little run there, got it to one, and then just couldn't. But hey, that's what the tournament's about.
Now I know we have a contingent of LDS believers in Northwest Arkansas, so I will not be repeating what DQ said about that religion.
Very, very. DQ is, well, she was upset because she had BYU making a run. I had BYU making a run.
Me too.
Well, you had him in the Final Four.
I did.
So you're done.
That's right. Yes. I had him. I don't think I've ever lost a Final Four team before we started the Thursday show. This is our fifth year of this, I think. And
I am proud to report that I believe with 1:58 to go, I will be moving a Final Four team of mine into the second round. Feeling good about it.
Oh, yeah, you're feeling good. I'm feeling good, everybody.
Feeling really good about this.
He is feeling good. Okay.
I'm feeling great.
Skeeter is disappointed. There's no video today. Of course he is.
Well, I told DQ this the other day, and I'm like, we should have just turned the cameras on.
And empty seats?
Yeah, just empty seats. Or, you know, do we have any mannequins?
No.
Okay.
No, but I was at a Joanne's the other day.
Mm.
And they have those, like, styrofoam heads.
Yeah.
And I should have grabbed a couple
of those. DQ, can we use your gift card to Joanne's to get a mannequin?
Well, it's not a gift card.
I'm sorry.
It's in-store credit.
An in-store credit.
Well, that would have worked.
That's perfect. He was in the store.
Yeah, I guess I need to before they completely go under.
Hey.
They filed for bankruptcy.
Well, okay, during...
imagine being a Joanne employee.
Wait, what?
Trouble? What? That girl on the Ruskin and Zach Show said we're in trouble.
Hey, DQ, during the next long segment, would you please run down there and get us two mannequins?
Yeah, go down to it's the one by the mall. Is the
yeah,
closest
I think
one, right?
You don't know how far away it is.
We're actually closer to one. It's right yes. over here.
Bailey wants to know what the beer temperature is. If I'm reading this right, it's 30.5
30 and a half degrees.
30 and
yes,
a half degrees.
Yes.
Okay.
30.5.
So there you go, Bailey.
The beer temperature here at Twin Peaks.
Very exciting.
In Rogers. That's right. Yes. All right. Well, all right. Basketball going on. Hey, you know, there's also, you know, in addition to all the TVs and everything here, they've got really good food here at Twin Peaks.
Dude,
in Rogers.
Listen to me and listen to me very carefully. Okay. I know you went Philly.
Yep, I did.
But if you want life-changing stuff, it's the pot roast. Now, I woofed through that.
Now, did you guys see John Rahm's Masters Champions Dinner has been revealed?
Yeah.
Now, Rahm is from Spain, so, you know, he's not going to have, you know, like, you know, Wendy's there or
there's
whatever.
There's not going to be corn dogs on the
menu. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, there's not going to be a funnel cake dessert.
Well, what I wonder, but that would be smart, though.
I wonder if some of the old heads, you know, some of these old guys at Augusta have been there for a while. You think they ever, like, bring one of the servers over and it's like, hey, you know, I don't want to. Can you whip me up a cheeseburger or something back there? You know, just tell him it's for Jack, all right?
Right. Yeah, tell him it's for Jack.
That's right. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. He's going to have tapas y pinxos. Acorn-fed Iberian ham-cured pork loin. That might be okay.
You know what? Okay. What else? What's for dessert? That's really how you judge the Masters dinner.
Okay, here's the dessert.
Yep, give it to me.
Puff pastry cake, custard, and chantilly cream. I love that song. Chantilly cream.
Nobody knows chantilly like nobody.
The Big Bopper?
Nobody knows Nobody knows that.
Wait, let me do it clean so you can get it. Hello, baby. Okay, do we get it?
I feel like you've done that before.
Probably have. The main course, you can have a Basque ribeye, Tudela lettuce, or piquillo peppers, or...
Too many words.
Turbot Navarro white asparagus.
Too many words.
I don't like green asparagus. I'm probably not going to like white asparagus either.
Get your pea smell.
Anyway, John Rahm's Masters Champions Dinner here.
Too many words. I mean, just give me steak. Medium.
Yeah, or I'm going to shake things up. We're doing breakfast for dinner.
That's a hell of an idea.
Pancakes,
that's
whatever
a hell
you
of an
want.
Idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Carb up, boys. It's a long week out there walking Augusta National.
You having biscuits and gravy on your breakfast?
Yes.
Of course.
Biscuits and gravy.
Fine Americans have biscuits and gravy.
Regular
gravy. Sausage gravy.
No.
None of that Hershey bar on a roll.
No. We're not doing that.
Nope.
No.
JT says, I never thought I'd say this, but Ty suggested pizza for a Masters dinner, and I agree with him on that.
Where's it from?
That's a great question.
I can't trust. Here's my thoughts on pizza. If you don't make pizza on the routine, I don't trust your pizza.
Okay.
I don't know if Augusta National routinely makes pizza.
If pizza is not the main thing that you're known for, we're not doing this.
Right. But what's Augusta going to do? Are they going to call down the street to Domino's and have them deliver Magnolia Lane?
I like a Domino's.
Yeah, we're at 1 Magnolia Lane.
Yeah, you're going to have to get through the gate, but just tell them it's for Jack.
Tell the snipers to put their guns down, and you're okay. And he rolls into his little scooter. Yeah. pizza, huh? It's got to be pizza.
It would have to be New York style. Is that superior?
Famous Rays? Original Famous Rays?
Yeah.
Famous Original Rays?
The other Famous Rays?
That's right. In New York, see, there's about 14 different Rays pizzas.
Yeah. A lot of people named Ray.
Yeah, a lot of guys named Ray. I had one of them. I don't remember which one, but, you know, Slice took up a whole paper plate, so I thought that was the...
It happens.
That was the full experience there.
Picture this. A cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
I was going to have DQ do this, but we have a new station vehicle.
Yes.
And I got to test drive it today.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Okay.
But it is a fine vehicle that carries all of our equipment in an exemplary fashion.
Yes.
The thing I didn't like was I got caught at a four-way stop, and I felt like everybody was looking at me, trying to figure out, is that Ruskin? Do I throw stuff?
Why would maybe they wanted it to be Ty to throw stuff at? Why's it got to be me? Ty's the one trying to run Musselman out of here.
That's also true.
Not me.
That's also
Thank
true.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. And I put a College World Series on the wall.
And
so eat it.
Look, I've been doing this longer than anybody in our company, and I have without question. Every station vehicle I've ever driven pulls to the right.
Oh, yeah, alignment.
Yeah, somebody's got an alignment issue. Somebody's hit something along the way. This drove like a dream.
Good.
I mean,
good.
Like floating on air.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't have the greatest acceleration, but I guess that's by design.
Well, yeah. You
also couldn't figure out the little shifter thing. That took me a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, getting it into reverse was a problem.
You got to go over and up.
I also don't like that the car talks to you.
It does?
Yeah. Tells you it's in demo mode and like all, and then when you make a mistake.
What did you do? It was never in demo mode.
I don't know. I turned the thing on.
Oh, my God.
But it's in demo mode. And,
it's not supposed to be in demo mode.
Maybe that's why I couldn't get it up over 80.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah. But the whole shifting thing, but it rides like a dream. Don't get me wrong. And I passed a Prius, so I felt pretty good about my spot. I mean, it was neck and neck there for a while, and they ran out of electricity. So, yeah, I...
The extension cord ran out.
Right. but I did. I was sitting at that traffic light, and like everybody's just, you just feel like everybody's just staring you down. DQ, you'd love it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
DQ, were you following me yesterday after work?
I was going home.
Okay. Okay. I thought that was
you. Something you need to hash
out? It was me, but I was going home. I wasn't following you.
Okay, all right. I was wondering.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You guys live in opposite directions.
No, I had to go to Fayetteville.
Get
on... Oh, okay. Oh. I had to go to Fayetteville for something.
Well, I usually am.
What'd you have to go to Fayetteville for?
That's stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff
okay.
happening. Yeah.
I do see you on Don Tyson, though, like every day.
Yeah, I see you all the time on there. Yeah.
I'll bet you two don't even acknowledge each other, do you?
Yeah, really? I'll honk next time.
Also, were you the last one to drive? How far back do you sit?
Got long legs, man.
We're not that
all,
like
all cams.
Our height difference. Are you bottom tall?
I'm bottom tall.
Okay,
yes.
You're bottom tall. Okay.
Can you say that?
I don't. Really?
All right.
Just in case.
Just hey, better safe than sorry.
Because I got in it, and it was like, I felt like Fred, what's his name, Herman Munster, when he got in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I was in the back seat.
Hyman.
Yeah, I was in the back seat. It was very odd.
B.E., that's my limited Grandpa Munster impression. You ready? Here we go.
Hyman.
There you go.
What are you saying?
Herman.
Oh, that's not what it sounds like.
I know, but that's what he had the accent going. You know what I mean? Herman.
Okay.
My limited Grandpa Munster. May he rest in peace. Al Lewis.
Al Lewis.
God bless you, Al Lewis.
Grandpa Al Lewis. He actually changed his name.
He did change his name to Grandpa. I think he had a restaurant, too, at one point. Which
did
I'm sure
really?
was fantastic.
Most celebrity restaurants are not.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They are pretty bad, yes. Let's see here. What else is going on? Well, we told you about the Leyden Blocker news.
That's done.
Baseball tonight with Auburn. I know Auburn's ranked, but, I mean, Arkansas has the only time anybody could get around Hagen Smith was when it was, like, 22 degrees outside.
Now, it is the first time they've left the state in a month.
That's
true. It's their first true road game. For some of these guys, that's new territory. It may take a little bit of adjusting to get used to, but I think once, baseball starts being pitched and things being caught, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
You just want to go down and get 2 out of 3 on the road. 2 out of 3, and you win 2 out of 3, you're going to be in, as Mike Anderson would say, in the hunt to win something.
That's right. He would say that.
Yes, he would.
That's right. Yes. We're going to be in the hunt for something. He also used to say about the dance, and I didn't know this was a dance. Like, we want to go dancing, but we don't want to do a one-step. We want to do a two-step.
Oh, okay. Well, two means you go out in the second round, right?
What kind of dance is a one-step? Like,
yeah.
Like, what is that? You just move one foot back and forth? Like you're Steve Martin in The Jerk learning how to dance.
Exactly, yeah. It's for those that are otherwise drunk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. We got the McLardino hotline going here.
Yeah, come on.
866-285-4005 is how you can get in touch with us there. A lot of sports in this hour. We've lost the diehards. So we'll try it.
We've lost our diehards.
That's right.
Or the original.
Somebody heard DQ snore a while ago. So
yeah, DQ, what was that?
That was not true.
What was it?
They were lying.
What was it?
I don't know.
I heard it too.
My mic wasn't on.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
It's on your end then, because my mic wasn't on.
No one's snoring here.
I may have fallen asleep for a moment, but who knows?
Yeah, it's a pot roast tryptophan
Dude,
situation.
Let me tell you something. They bring out the mashed potatoes and they make those green beans with them. Oh,
wow. Wow.
And they're the long string green beans.
Yeah.
Oh my gracious. I don't know where you come down on pot roast, but it's one of my favorite things.
I like it. I like it. You get the kit and you here's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You use the seasoning they provide or a packet of the French onion seasoning.
All French onion.
Then
yes.
You put two beef bouillon cubes in there.
Listen to you.
That is how it's done.
I'm like a regular Guy Fieri.
That's right. Bam. Well, that's not Guy Fieri, but you know what I mean.
That's Emerald.
The Lagasse. That's right.
Ah, here's a text from Jeff, who was here a little while ago. Not sure who's driving it, but there is a kick-ass Buick out in the parking lot at Twin Peaks.
Well, that's...
If you'd like, you can come by, say hello, and we'll give you a tour of the...
I got the PA mic here. Can we ask if there's any women in here who are like men who drive Buicks? Can we...
I do, and DQ and I were talking about this. We have a problem with the glitzy keychain.
It's very bougie.
So
it is. It's a little not me.
I want to get a little puffball keychain for it.
It's like the fob for like the Real Housewives of Fayetteville. Or
to
something
be honest,
there.
The keys were on my desk, and I hadn't looked at them. And I like grabbed them. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Well, the remote. I've never seen this.
No.
The remote is white.
Yes.
On both sides.
Right.
And it's got like a
gold,
gold finish on
it. Yeah, and then...
I've only seen like dark-colored remotes, like gray or black. I've never seen a white remote before.
And then the ring has like sparkly things. It's very garage sale-y. You know what I mean?
It looks like there should be like a Gucci logo on it somewhere.
I also kept opening the trunk. Because I don't know how to use the remote. So I kept, like, double-clicking it, and it kept...
God, I wish we had video of this.
Look, me in a new car and a new remote is like a gorilla with a suitcase. I'm just slamming it around, just mashing buttons.
You know,
I still don't know how to lock the doors.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Come on by.
Come on by.
What is sun shining.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful day.
I guess I could... I don't know.
So, my parents owned a Buick.
Really?
And they were not a fan.
Okay.
My dad said that there was yellow paint under the blue about the Buick. Now, Buicks today have come a long way since then. I became suspicious. Now, I didn't know about, like, GM owning a bunch of different models or makes, like, you know, when I was, you know, 8, 9 years old. But I became suspicious when children, listen, Uncle Derek's going to tell you a story. Back in the 80s, when you bought a car, it came with a cassette with music on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, now, the reason they did that. I sound so old. God, I could not sound older. The reason they did that, Derek, was when they demoed the car, a lot of people were interested in the stereo.
Right.
So now they had this demonstration tape, and the guy who was selling you your car would put it in and go, well, what kind of music do you like? And would have all kinds of different. It would have your classicals, your jazz,
right.
Your country, your rock, whatever it was. And then you would... like fast forward to the whatever song you like, and then you could demo the radio.
Right.
I'm not proud that I know that.
I remember the tape had Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper on it. I remember that.
And it was always something that was – it was probably one of the worst copyright infringements ever.
Oh, I'm sure they had the rights. But anyway, as a child, remember, nothing against Buick. Great vehicle. We love them. But back then, I didn't know anything about multiple, General Motors or whatever. So I became suspicious because the first track on this cassette, after the little doo-doo-doo sound that they put on there, was a 2-minute jingle for Oldsmobile. I'm like, wait a minute. And it's like, there's just a special thrill in an Oldsmobile. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a Buick. Why is the Oldsmobile tape in here? Anyway, I couldn't figure it out. But, of course, it was because, you know, they were all GM cars.
House Farm has texted on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Can you describe the view at Twin Peaks right now? It's been a while since I've been out in the wild.
Come on out, House Farm.
Spectacular.
Nobody needs any drugs today. Get over here. Come on.
Yeah, right.
All the drugs they need is basketball.
If you don't have a frozen bag of peas in your man area, come on out. Well, that's what you do, right?
That's a pull quote for the ad right there. You save that and put it on social media. If you don't have a frozen bag of peas on your parts, come on down to Twin Peaks and
come on
a good
down.
Time out
come
here.
Out.
That's right. Yes, that's it.
Okay, so we've got some speculation now that Shohei Ohtani is now going to go play minor league basketball for the next 2 years.
This is the best line of the day.
This story keeps getting better and better and better. So now it appears as though he was placing the bets for Ohtani.
That's not good.
That's the way this seems to be going because
you've got to kick him out then.
Well, think about it this way. I think his name's Yamamoto. He's the new Dodgers pitcher that they paid a bazillion dollars for.
Yeah.
Well, he gets blown up today in a 5 a.m. game. No emotion from Ohtani whatsoever because he had the Padres plus 1.5. Now, also was pointed out to me, the odds on where he was going, the Dodgers were plus 1,200.
Oh, it's like Tommy's bracket. It's a rigged system.
It's a rigged system, guys. He was placing bets. He knew where he was going.
No wonder he was so quiet about it.
Uh-huh.
It's always the quiet ones.
Right.
It's always the quiet ones.
Man.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
3:22. It is the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament, and as always, making his appearance a day early is our good friend Brett Good. I can call you a good friend, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We call Chuck a radio pal kind of in jest because
he hates coming on the show.
He does not want to do this. Clay loves it. But when I texted you yesterday, I was like, hey, we're going to be out at Twin Peaks. You want to come hang out with us? We're like, yeah, sure.
I was like, yeah, why not? Yeah. Come have a little cocktail beforehand.
Right.
It's good.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So how you doing, man? Everything
good? How are you guys?
Out in the shorts, got the mosquito squad
shirt. I know.
Shirt.
It feels so good outside.
It is.
I'm ready.
It's about time to, like, come inside.
I almost feel guilty about watching basketball all day on a beautiful day.
Almost.
Like almost.
Almost, yeah.
Well, Brett is here from the good team, Collier & Associates, Mosquito Squad. We always learn something about you when you arrive. Last week it was that you are a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
Tulips. He actually sent me the pictures. Did you get them?
I didn't see them.
I saved them the other day when the frost was coming, the freeze. So I went out there with the blanket.
Put the blanket
with some
towels. Did you have to, like, put a special blanket out there?
No, I just put a blanket and some pool towels on it. It was good.
Yep. No cold plunging?
Nope, no cold plunging. The pool's a little dirty. So it's about time to get it open. So
okay.
It's a little dirty.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How long is your honeydew list around the house?
It's not very long. I just don't do it. I do everything that I want to do. She knows that I don't like hanging stuff because it's not that I can't do it. I have to hold it up on the wall for what seems like an hour by myself.
Right.
It's usually something big, and it's like a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, a little bit, you know.
See, we it's annoying. The commoner, have this vision of what NFL retirement is like, and you just keep like poking holes in that theory. You know, you're out there, you know, gardening and doing other stuff.
Yeah, you got to do everything.
That'd be a great, and if they still had, like, Steve Sable doing NFL films,
right,
that'd be a cool feature to go, you know.
And what are you doing in retirement?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. I got one guy that he's a stump grinder.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's a stump grinder, and he also does Frisbee golf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, you said the magic word. Yeah. Here they come. Yeah, here come the disc golf. Are you a disc golf guy?
No, I played it once. It's a lot of fun, though. I'm like, if I'm going to exercise, though, I'm going to go either walk and play real golf or I'm going to go ride the bike.
How much do you walk when you play real golf? Are you a battle golfer or a left-right?
Here's
left,
the problem
right?
now. I am a left-right guy. But the problem with walking and golfing is it's hard to walk, carry your bag, and carry a drink.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And it's a few times I get
prioritize
there now.
Prioritize, though,
yeah,
for prioritize. Me. I mean, is it the drink? Is it actually walking or playing golf? Prioritize those.
I enjoy walking.
That's
so
one.
That wouldn't be an issue.
Drinking
and
would be
I enjoy golf,
be
when I get out there, but I just don't.
Who's the worst golfer on the Packers?
Usually offensive linemen when they first get there because they haven't been around a golf course. And defense linemen
just
as well.
Big dumb animals, the offensive line.
Well, try to swing a golf club being that big.
Right.
You know, you're very athletic. You can run. You train for a lot of different things. Training with the rotation of your body is not something that those guys do. But they all end up turning into decent golfers, though, after they play a few years.
Have you gotten your Secret Service password yet?
I have not yet. Okay. I'm still waiting.
Right.
I didn't check
code
the spam
name,
mail, though.
Code name. Yeah. I mean, you got to get that,
I need to get a code name, yeah.
I think that's
maybe it's in my spam box. Let's go check it.
Let me for our own legal purposes. Yes. Let me clear this up for everybody. We apologize for the disc golfers for not referring to it as quote real golf.
Right, exactly.
So please, sorry, we don't mean
do
to
not
make
send
fun
the
of
cards and letters.
We do not mean to make fun of your 18 frisbees.
Have you ever dealt with these people?
No.
Look, there are two groups of people in this country that if they ever mobilize, we're done. One is the roadside entrepreneurs. The second is this group of lunatics that considers disc golf like a real sport. Have you seen these guys?
It's an activity.
It's an activity. Yeah. I mean, it's an activity. Yeah. It's fine. Well, you're outside. You're getting some like vitamin D. That's fine.
Does like beer pong and the little dice game they throw at frat houses.
And they look down on you because you don't know about disc golf.
Yeah, but we don't know about. There's a lot of sports that we don't know about.
We know about the ones that are important.
But we know the ones that we see on TV all the time.
Right? You see disc golf on TV?
Not very often.
Why is that?
Curling.
Curling.
Now, Russian women's curling is very important.
You ever do any curling up in Wisconsin?
No, I watched it. I went to a bar and watched it.
Do you understand it?
Yeah.
You do?
A little bit. Not enough to say all the rules, but I understand what they're doing.
Trying to be closest to the middle.
Yeah.
Right. The rock.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's what you're throwing. The house is the target thing.
Okay.
You want to be close to the middle, closer than the other guy. simply put.
Texter at the 870, Batesville, says the disc golf people deserve it. Got a buddy that calls golf ball golf.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No.
And old Tom Morris is spinning in his grave at the description of ball golf. Are
ball
you kidding
golf?
Me?
That's the absolute worst.
They invented the game over there, you know.
C-Man putting in his vote for the cornholers being more annoying. All these fringe wacko sports, they look down at people.
I don't know any serious players of cornhole. It's just something you do at the tailgate while you're drinking. Like, nobody's takes it all that seriously that
Brett,
I know of.
How much are you – now, the Summer Olympics are this year, right?
Yes,
over
Paris.
How much are you looking forward to breakdancing being in the
Didn't know that was in the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bring your own box, though.
Oh, good.
you ever try breakdancing? You know, as a former athlete.
You know, I did win a butt-shaking contest when I was at Northside.
I'll handle this.
Yeah, just so you know, that was a long time ago, but I did win that.
So, Brett, there's a lot going on here. Let's just process this. Brett Good, former Northside Grizzly, former Arkansas Razorback, world champion NFL.
Yep. I got some moves.
You won a butt-shaking contest.
You know, I can still do the splits. I'm not going to do it right now, but that's one of my go-tos.
How much money you got on you?
There's photos out there of me
doing the splits. I got
like $4.
Would you like tear a hammy doing that?
No. I just pop down and do it.
Wow.
You got to stretch.
Yeah, you got to limber up.
Yeah.
How?
I mean, it's not like – I mean, I'm like that far from the ground, so, that's about 3 inches.
Listen, Bell – I think we could all do the splits, but we'd have to be taken right down the street.
Right, exactly. Right, they're going to have to reattach my hamstring.
Yeah, but you don't stretch that often. I stretch every
day. What do you mean that often?
Well, I stretch
every day.
You
watch your mouth, sir. I never stretch.
It's not that often.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't do a ton.
You don't stretch?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have to.
Stretching feels good.
What am I doing that I have to stretch?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Living.
It's very relaxing.
You know, if you sit down, you stretch. It kind of stretches out the back a little bit.
Yeah.
How seriously did you take the stretches before a football game?
A lot. Real serious.
Really?
Yeah. I do about 3 stretches before a game. Okay. And then during the game, you're constantly stretching, except when the defense is on the field. You're not really stretching there. But the offense, you know, first, second, third down, you're sitting there waiting because you never know when you're going to go in. You got to be ready.
You know, there were days, I think it was a Thursday thing, and maybe more than that, but Nutt would get out and stretch with him in football practice.
Really?
He'd get down on the ground doing the, you know, putting his hand behind
Remind
his head.
Remind me the next time we're here and Brett's going to be on. That's about 15 yards.
Yeah.
From the end.
Seems a lot further than 15 yards.
I mean, we'll walk it off. But, I mean, there's a long walkway here at Twin Peaks, and we could get a football and have Brett snap a few.
We'll do field goals.
Field goal snaps.
Yeah, field goals.
Okay. All right.
Those are easy to pop down. 8 yards.
You afraid
We're
going to
break a TV in here, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not that bad.
Not our TV. Well, but we are. It's not you.
You just got to catch it.
Sauce Boss in Bentonville says if you win a twerking contest here at Twin Peaks, next round is on him.
There's a lot more cameras these days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Lizzie, who's sitting right behind me, is texting.
That's very creepy.
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird. It's very important to stretch. Zach?
Yeah.
We did a show one time where someone was at the bar and they texted in. They're like, hey, I'm watching you.
Yeah,
like,
that was terrifying. And that was actually during March Madness.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's the day I pirated the TVs.
That's right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't here. I mean, they got you covered here.
Right,
we're not allowed back that establishment.
No, we are not.
It was wild because when I shut it off when we left and all the TVs went dark, they didn't know what happened. So
nice.
Yeah, it's a good time. We're here with Brett Good from Collier & Associates. Good team, Mosquito Squad. One of your alumni buddies is right over there. It's Derek Shepherd.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Derek is one of my favorite people to talk to. He's got the Elway cross on him from catching passes from John Elway.
Brett, let me ask you, because are you among the many who are totally panicking about basketball as yet another player today enters the portal, or is this business as usual?
I think it's business as usual, especially the way everything's happened. I mean, nothing is surprising. They did last year, everything else, and the way these basketball rosters seem to be made across the country, not just Arkansas, is it's a yearly deal that you've got to just rebuild it and see what happens.
Also, this team had a losing record, folks. So, I mean, what are you missing out on?
And different time, how prevalent was it for a coach to go to a player who was maybe towards the end of the roster and go, you know what, this isn't working for us, it's not working for you, let us help you find another place to go play?
Well, we couldn't do that. So you could never take your ball and go home. Now it seems like everybody's doing that. And then, you know, these guys, even after the game of this March Madness, you know there's handshake deals being made on these teams that lose or win, and they want to go somewhere else, and, hey, we're going to get you X amount of dollars here, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, deals are being made with the players, just like the coaches and their agents are making deals about, you know, some of these mid-major guys. What's my next move? Do I go to Michigan or Louisville or whatever? What am I in the running for?
So. Yeah, there was I don't know if it was a rumor or not, but there's a kid from Grambling who was playing in the tournament. They won last night.
They did,
Montana State.
That's a great game overtime.
Yeah, it was really, really good game. And, you know, it's rumored that he's coming, or at least he's going to go into the portal after it's done. And, of course, every media outlet in the state's like, oh, he's coming to Arkansas because he's in the portal.
The importer.
Yeah. If you want to play a fun drinking game, Brett, anytime one of our media members mentions this could be one to watch, because they do it with every single guy that
you're
jumps into, you won't make it out of here.
Nice.
You will be absolutely.
I'm gonna start retweeting some stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, spreading rumors.
that would be the way that I would go about doing it. So, did you fill out a bracket?
I did.
Who
I
you
did.
Got?
I got UConn winning. Ooh. I know. I got UConn beating Tennessee in the finals.
DQ, your thoughts?
That's never happened before, though. A back-to-back championship hasn't happened.
Never know.
How about that?
I know.
It happened with Florida in the 2000s.
Well, there goes that.
Has it?
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
By the way, Layden Blocker, a number 31 prospect in the portal, according to 247 Sports, in all of America.
There you go.
Devo's a 27.
Yeah.
So. Hey, well, BYU lost, so they got some good three-point shooters. We might be able to get a couple.
See?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at opinion. You know, he was the first one to go into the portal, and the list of teams that have contacted him is pretty lengthy.
It is.
Looking for a three-point shooter. That's a guy with, I guess, 2 years left of eligibility. I'm with him on this. I just think you're in normal
issues.
It's just normal operating procedure right now. This is what you do at the end of a season. You're going to blow off the dead weight on your roster is gone. You're going to bring in a bunch of guys.
It happens across all sports. And the way everything is right now, it's one, they want to have playing time. Two, you know, we know that there was a lot of things that happened at Arkansas this year, and so some of those guys are wanting to leave for new beginnings. But then it's about money.
The only thing that's going to make me nervous is if Battle ends up leaving. I think
you would have heard by now.
Well, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, obviously, Arkansas's got to come up with some kind of deal to keep him happy, keep him here.
Dr. K has a real estate question for you, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. He wants to know if a coach who's under 5'7" has put his house on the market yet.
Not that I know of.
Yikes.
I haven't seen any coming soon.
Okay. All right. He was just wanting to
put the knives down, yeah. People.
All right. So this is a great question from Jamie and Van Buren. Caden Proctor, 5-star offensive lineman out of Iowa, commits to Iowa before his senior year of high school. At the last minute, Bales goes to Alabama. I don't think anybody has any problem with that. After his freshman year, in the coaching change, he goes into the portal. He goes back to Iowa. Goes through half the spring, decides he wants to leave, goes back to Alabama. Your opinion on – I think this is poor. I don't know that I hate this for college athletics, but this is where we are.
Mm-hmm. It's where we are in this moment, and the sad part about that is you remember back in the day when the loyalty of you left, well, you don't want to be here, we never want you back.
Right.
And that should have been that way for both sides. You know, but now it's, well, I can win a few games, coaches can make a couple extra bucks,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that off-season program must be pretty tough up there.
You know, we just got a text about this, guys, from Jamie. Who there's a thought out there that he may have gotten an NIL payment from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to pay that money back.
No.
He just takes it.
Takes the money and moves.
What do you do about that?
Well, and the interesting thing on that is he probably had money from Alabama, right?
Yep.
So he goes, mm-hmm. takes some money from Iowa.
He's double dipping.
And then to go back to Alabama, how much are they paying him?
And this may be a test case where, you know, the person that gave Caden Proctor the money may want his money back and, you know, takes him to court.
I'm not a moralizer, but that's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That is
absolutely
wrong. And to go there with probably no intent of ever setting foot on that field just to get the check, that's wrong.
You played college football. At the end of each year, if you played in today's game, would you be looking?
No. I don't think people would be paying for snappers. But
take Arkansas. But let's say you're just a player.
Just a player. I still don't think I would unless the coach leaves. I think that for me personally, I have loyalty and I have, you know, you commit to go do something and I want to see that through. And it's the same thing for, you know, making friendships and relationships in college and guys on the team. Like, where is the loyalty there? You know, these guys just up and leave, and there's no – the greatest thing about Arkansas is I can go to every single alumni, and we have something special. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Packers. Like, we have something special. Fraternities, sororities, they all have the same thing, and these guys are not getting any of that.
Do you ever
What's it like in a locker room when you know the guy in the locker next to you is already planning his escape route when there's still, you know, games to go? That's got to be
it's tough.
Pretty toxic.
And we had a little, you know, in the NFL you have a little bit with guys in free agency. You understand the business. With this, I mean, the going back and forth, there are no rules.
But the difference with that is you still have to go play.
Right.
You can't, I mean, you still have to put something on tape.
Yeah.
So you'll still get that off.
Yeah, we never had free money.
Now, you had to have had opportunities in your career where somebody kind of reaches out in the off season. You know, you're getting ready to sign a new deal, and you're like, no, but you stayed in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had opportunities. When I tore my ACL, I had a couple of workouts. People wanted to sign me right then. Of course, my ACL was torn, so I couldn't do it. There was a couple of times I almost signed with the Jets and back with the Jaguars.
Really?
Later in my career, but I wanted to finish up in Green Bay.
Brett and Gotham would have been dangerous.
Ooh. It would have been interesting. I flew out there. I tried
that
out there.
That would have been a Rex Ryan era? Or?
So that would have been an 0. That would have been 17. So, no.
No, I think he was gone by
then.
Yeah, he was gone by
then. They weren't very good.
You would have been dangerous in Gotham.
Yeah.
That would have been Adam Gaze.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you would have had a good time, though.
Yeah. We could have rolled our eyes together, though. I like doing that.
There it is.
He's Brett Good. He's from the Good Team Collier and Associates, doing great things in real estate and killing bugs.
Yeah.
What you got going on this week?
Doing a lot of good things. I was actually under a house yesterday taking photos of the crawl space. We got one under contract. So
see anything like
snakes? He lives out in Colorado. He's not even coming here. So
really?
Yep. Doing everything.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Having a good time with it.
All right. So if they want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, just give me a call or text 479-651-2292.
Now, will you talk football with them?
We'll talk football, houses, bugs, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Beer.
Beer,
cheese,
tequila.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Semi-retirement community.
Yeah, semi-retirement. Cheese curds. Oh, cheese curds are good up there.
Yeah.
You should do a remote show up there. I'm in.
Yeah,
well, in Wisconsin.
Can we get back into the – I'd like to go to the semi-retirement community. I think that'd be interesting.
We could do it. I don't know if they're – they're probably all gone.
I mean, DQ Bell.
And then it took a sad turn.
That's sad.
It is.
But probably true, though.
It's probably true.
Circle of life and all.
Absolutely. Yeah. You hang out with us? We got to take a break here in a second, but you're more than welcome to hang out.
I like a keychain. I might have a cocktail.
It's a little
it's fabulous.
It's blingy, isn't it? It's nice. Do you want to go take the beauty?
First class. What's that song? First class. Yeah. You can sing that.
All right.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.